From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted massive air raids on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning, this according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say they are seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure that nobody, IS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster. Gunmen on motorcycles killed at least three Pakistani paramilitary forces Friday in the southwestern city of Quetta. A splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Quetta is the capital of southwestern Balochistan province, where separatist ethnic Baloch insurgents and Islamist militants routinely carry out attacks. This is VOA. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Thursday he agreed to extend a ceasefire deal with the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, in hopes of reviving a failed peace accord. The original ceasefire was due to expire at the end of October, but will now extend through the end of the year. Santos is engaged in ongoing negotiations with FARC representatives and opposition politicians to strike a new peace deal, though expectations for a deal remain low. FARC leaders refuse to budge on the already signed accord, and opponents say the rebels need to accept tougher terms. Thailand is mourning their beloved King Bhumibol Adulyadej, who passed away Thursday at the age of 88. In the afternoon heat on Friday, thousands of mourners gathered to pay their respects or to stand along the route to the route the king's body was to pass from the hospital to the Grand Palace. Politically, the death of the king is causing concern in the kingdom and abroad as Thailand faces an uncertain future. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Steve Herman reports from a Thai Buddhist center in Silver Spring, Maryland.
It should have come as no shock. The monarch had been in poor health for years, and it was assumed that Thailand, under military rule since a coup 2.5 years ago, would race to name Crown Prince Vajiralongkorn as the next king. But that did not happen when the junta's hand-picked National Assembly hastily convened. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who as army chief seized government power in the 2014 coup, says the heir apparent is not ready.
He asked for a delay in proclaiming him king and for it to be postponed to an appropriate time so he can mourn his father with the rest of the nation.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at Wat Thai, Silver Spring, Maryland.
21 newly freed Chibok girls kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014 met with Nigerian vice president on Thursday in Abuja. He denied press reports that the girls were exchanged for captured Boko Haram militants. Rebecca Ishaku is one of the girls who was kidnapped and escaped in 2014.
I am so happy and I appreciate BBOG and all the government also. I appreciate all with the soldiers of this country because of my friends that are released from Boko Haram hand.
Nigerian officials say talks with Boko Haram for the remaining captive girls will continue. Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a secondary school in the Borno state town of Chibok in April 2014. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.